Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Hey everybody, this is Josh Rose, and I get to bring you another devotional today entitled, An Appropriate Warning. 1 Corinthians 4, verse 14 says, I am writing this to warn you as my dear children. At 7 years old, my Josiah was a confident little bike rider, maybe too confident. It was a cool Saturday afternoon, so we decided to take the short trip to the church parking lot. Beth and I would walk while the kids rode their bikes. One of the great things about living close to the church is that we get to enjoy this big empty lot when no one else is there. All of my kids learned to ride a bike in the lower lot. They have ridden there back and forth countless times, thankfully, without incident. That is, except this one very close call. On this particular day, as we started to head home, I decided to let my boys ride ahead of us, much to my wife's chagrin. Beth and I watched from a distance as our oldest rode down the hill at full speed, making a quick turn into our driveway. Not to be outdone by his older brother, Josiah decided to try the same thing. We were watching as his little legs pumping down the hill in front of us when we realized that a car was coming up behind him, going far too fast near children on bikes. Josiah, not thinking about anything other than making a smooth, fast turn into the driveway, decided to make a last-minute maneuver to finish off his ride. He rounded out his turn by swerving left before turning right into the driveway, putting himself directly into the flow of traffic only a second before a car sped past him. Our hearts leapt. From our perspective, it looked like we were going to lose our little guy. We screamed in fear, mixed with relief, mixed with anger, and began running to the house, getting angrier as we ran. By the time we got to the house and saw the boys' look of confusion as if nothing had happened, we decided that they needed to know how scary their actions were. We wanted to put the fear of the Lord into them at that point. We wanted them to be as scared as we were, and we succeeded. Both boys were in tears by the time we cooled off, and we started feeling like maybe we had overreacted. But did we overreact? As I think back on the situation, I actually don't think we did. I'm glad that we got mad. I'm glad that they have a memory of their crazy parents running down the street yelling at them. I'm glad that they still remember how scared we were, and I hope that they never forget it, because I want my kids to have a healthy fear of things that they should have a healthy fear of. I don't want them to make silly decisions that might ruin their lives. This little story makes me understand Paul's warnings a bit more. He realizes that the people he loves are in trouble of making silly mistakes that could ruin the life that God has for them. He realizes that they need a strong warning, the way that kids do from time to time. I think that this might be a good way to look at all of God's warnings throughout Scripture. Does God give us warnings just because He likes the rules and He wants people to listen to Him? No, I think God gives us warnings because we're in danger of swerving into traffic. Maybe it's time to listen as if our lives depended on it. God bless over everyone. Have a great day.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.